This is WCAE, WCAE-FM in Pittsburgh. May your coming year be blessed with health and happiness, and may it bring peace and brotherhood to all the peoples of the earth. This is the sincere hope of the entire staff of the Gollum Paint and Glass Company.
It's 6 o'clock Sunday evening, Wilkins Easy Credit Time, and this is the 514th presentation of your Wilkins Amateur Hour. It's Pittsburgh's own opportunity hour for talent of the Tri-State District. This hour-long show is presented every Sunday in appreciation of your continued friendship for Wilkins' seven friendly jewelry stores. Wilkins, Pittsburgh's most famous name in diamonds. And now, friends, this is yours truly, Jack Easy Credit Logan, Wilkins' special representative on this program, which comes to you from the WTDTV television studios right here in Pittsburgh and is also being heard on radio over station WCAE with Harry Walton at the piano and Johnny Mitchell at the organ. And now, neighbors, it's my pleasure to introduce to you a very good friend of the amateurs, Wilkins' own star maker and the master of ceremonies of the Wilkins Amateur Hour, Al Noble. Come on in here, boy.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you very much. And hi, all you wonderful folks out there. Well, it's New Year's Eve, and there's no better time to wish everyone a very happy New Year. And we've already made a New Year's resolution around here, too. That is to continue to do everything possible to give our amateurs a real good start towards success in show business. And we can begin right now with a fine group of amateurs who are competing in this big $1,500 cash prize contest. And as the first contestant on this second big contest show of the Wilkins Amateur Hour, we have an energetic 15-year-old lad from Brushton, Pittsburgh. He is John Varlotta. He has two brothers and one sister, and his father is his accordion teacher. Come over here and say hello, John. Let's see, you're in the ninth grade at Baxter Junior High School, and I understand you practice 4 hours a day. How do you do your studies and practice, too?
Well, I try to finish it all in school.
You finish all your studies in school and then go home and practice, is that the idea? Well, fine, and you really must want to play accordion well, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to be a real good musician someday.
Like to be a real good musician. Well, you can get a start right now as we hear your accordion solo, Cheery Beery Bin. Go ahead. Number one was John Varlotta. You know, the Wilkins Jewelry Company is doing its part in giving these amateurs this wonderful opportunity. But it's up to you folks who are seeing and hearing this program to do your part by deciding which one will return next week by your votes to accept the winner's check for $50. That winner will then return later on in the $1,000 grand prize show when they will have an opportunity of winning first prize $500, second prize $300, and the third prize $200. $1,500 in all. So to vote, just send a postcard or letter to the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, giving the name or number of the act you like best. Just say, I vote for contestant number so-and-so, and mail it not later than Tuesday midnight. And you folks here in the studio will vote on ballots given you as you came in. Be sure to vote. These amateurs appreciate your help and the opportunities that you make possible by your continued patronage of the seven friendly Wilkins stores. The junior class out at Chenley High is surely watching and listening as contestant number two comes up, and it's Marlene Dentis. She is 17 years old, has two brothers, and her father is not living. Marlene is pretty athletic here, too. She is a swimmer, and she plays baseball in the Oakland League. Say, tomorrow's a pretty exciting day around your house, isn't it, Marlene?
Yes, my mother's getting married.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Well, you give your mother our congratulations, the congratulations of all of us, will you? All right, fine. And you also have another special reason for being here tonight, haven't you?
Yes, my boyfriend has a band, and I like to sing with him.
Well, good luck to you, Marlene, and let him hear your song right now. Come back to Sorrento.
And lovely, waking depth of tender feeling, like to you, of whom I'm thinking, though I'm dreaming still awake. See the lovely dewy garden, breathing scents of orange blossoms, such a sweet and gracious perfume as it enters in one's heart. Then you say goodbye, I'm going. This poor heart of mine, you're
number two was Marlene Dentis. Your votes mean a chance for these amateurs, so be sure to mail them to the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh. Well, you can be sure the fellows that work at the Iron City Spring Company will be watching contestants number three. Guy Staley and Chuck Johnson are their names, because Guy, who is 19, works there as a punch press operator, and Chuck over here, who is 21, is a shearman's helper. Now, what kind of a guitar do you play, Guy?
I play Hawaiian guitar now.
You play Hawaiian guitar, and Chuck, how about you? What kind of guitar do you play?
I sing and play electric Spanish.
Sing and play the electric Spanish. All right, fine. You go over there and get all set up, and these young fellas are going to sing and play the Tennessee Waltz.
With my darling to that Tennessee waltz, when an old friend I happened to see, I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee
Contestants number three. These amateurs need your votes, so send them to the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh. Well, tomorrow is the big day for all the bowl games, the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, and the Cotton Bowl. And tonight, we'd like you to meet the man whose head that looks like a bowl started the whole thing, Jack Easy Credit Logan.
Well, you know, Al, tomorrow starts a new year for all of us, a year in which every one of us will have another birthday, another anniversary. In fact, every day of the year, someone is celebrating a special event. And when you are looking for that special gift, we want you to know that the nicest things in town are at Wilkins and on easy, easy credit, too. For instance, they have those famous guaranteed perfect, guaranteed blue-white star quality diamonds and famous Trefairy costume jewelry. Fine watches like Bulova, Elgin, Gotham, and Hamilton, and a host of other famous gifts like silverware by Community and 1847 Rogers Brothers and Seth Thomas clocks. Electrical appliances by Sunbeam, Westinghouse, and Toastmaster. Argus and Bell and Howell cameras. Admiral, Emerson, and Motorola radios. Royal and Underwood typewriters. And remember, too, a birthstone ring set with the correct color stone for any birth month is a most welcome gift. The birthstone for January is the beautiful deep-colored garnet. So when you go gift shopping this coming year, why don't you try Wilkins? Try Wilkins for value. It's always there. Try Wilkins for quality. You'll get it every time. Try Wilkins for easy, easy credit. You'll be surprised how very easy it is. That's right. Select all the things you want and take them right with you for just a small down payment. Usually 50 cents or a dollar is enough. In fact, whatever suits you suits us. And it's so convenient to know that your Wilkins Easy Credit account is good at any of the seven Wilkins stores, located downtown at 615 Liberty Avenue, downtown at 214 Fifth Avenue, in East Liberty at Penn and Collins, in East Pittsburgh, Homestead, Ambridge, and the beautiful new Northside store at 115 East Ohio Street. Remember, you're welcome at Wilkins, and your credit is good. Yes, and you're better off at Wilkins, too, because there's never one penny extra for easy, easy credit.
George Smith, 23 years old, is contestant number four. He is a freshman at Waynesburg College and is also a storeroom manager and cook at the Fort Jackson Hotel in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. You sing in college, don't you, George?
Yes, I'm in the college glee club.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any hobbies?
Well, I like dress designing and commercial art.
And singing. So suppose right now we hear your song, God's Country.
In our got the song of the robin. In our got a rope in the sky. Wonder why my heart keeps a throbbing, a son of God's country am I. Ain't I got the fields and the mountains, ain't there treasures mine?
if I try. One by one, my blessings I'm counting and counting. A son of God's country am I. I've got the sun up in the sky, the streams when I am dry, the fruit on the boughs of the trees, the clouds bringing me rain, the fields giving me grain. Thanks to the Maker for thee. And I got a loved one who loves me, kids to make my cares hurry by. I may not be in heaven, but I can't be far away. One of God's children am I. Son of God's country, am I.
Thank you. Thank you. Contestant number four was George Smith. Your vote is important, so send your vote to the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh. Well, Dormont Pittsburgh has every reason to be very proud of its new Principal Avenue, which has just been completed. And they can be just as proud of contestant number five, Betty Riott. She is 16 years old and plays violin. She's a junior at St. Francis Academy. Now, Betty, do you have any other children in the family?
Yes, I have two sisters. One is a librarian and the other is a nurse at St. Francis Hospital.
Mm-hmm, fine. And how long have you been playing the violin?
I've been studying 6 years and I hope to continue with my work.
Good for you. Right now, we would like to hear the benefit of that study as you play your violin solo of Humoresque. Contestant number five was Betty Riott. Be sure to vote, as these amateurs are depending on you. Send your vote to the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh. Hey, wait, where are you going with this guitar and the chair and all?
Well, you know how it is, Al. We've been asking the listeners to request a number that you could sing here on one of the shows.
Yeah.
And so, here we are.
Well, wait a minute. You said sing. Who's going to play the guitar?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, old man.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of requests to have you play, too, so we kind of thought it would be nice if you combined the two.
Well, all right. Thank you very much, Mr. Logan.
I thought you'd like that. And so, friends, here you have it for the first time on radio and television, Al Noble singing, playing his own guitar accompaniment to that popular melody which was made popular by Al Morgan, Jealous Heart.
Right.
You're on.
Jealous heart, oh, jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you
have done. You have taken her away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm the lonely one. I was part of everything she planned for, and I know she loved me at the start. Now she hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you, oh jealous heart. I was part of everything she planned for, and I know she loved me at the start. Now she hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you, oh, jealous heart.
Very good. Very good. You really surprised me with this guitar.
Surprised me too.
And Fred, if you have some number that you would like Al to sing, just drop him a line in care of the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, and Al will sing it on a future show. By the way, speaking of future shows, if there are any organization groups out there who would like to see the Wilkins Amateur Hour from right here in the television studios, just drop us a line at 615 Liberty Avenue and tell us how many are in your group. Give us a first and second choice of the dates on which you'd like to see the show. We'll try to take care of you.
Thank you, Jack. Will you take this one with you,
sure
too?
Will.
Thank you very much. I want all of you amateur entertainers in the tri-state area to listen to this. You know, there is no better opportunity anywhere in America than that which the Wilkins Amateur Hour is offering you right here in Pittsburgh. It's a chance to be seen on television and heard on radio by hundreds of thousands of people, and a chance to win big cash prizes, too. So here is what I would like you to do. Just send a card or a letter, if you're an amateur 12 years of age or older, on a postcard or letter, as I said before, telling me whether you sing, whistle, yodel, dance, impersonate, play an instrument, or whatever you do best. Then send the card that you have written to me, Al Noble, care of the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh. And the first thing you know, you will be right up here in front of the television cameras and the radio mic. Of course, if it's easier for you, just come into your nearest Wilkins store and get a free application blank. There is no obligation whatsoever. That's all there is to it. And here are the big prizes the Wilkins Jewelry Company is giving away. First prize, $500 cash. Second prize, $300 cash. Third prize, $200 cash. Plus a weekly award of $50 each Sunday. You know, that totals more than $1,500 in cash prizes. So don't put it off. Send in your application tonight. Contestant number 6, Joe Luckner, is certain that all of his hometown, Atlasburg, Pennsylvania, is watching and also listening tonight because he put a sign on the schoolhouse telling them of his appearance on the Wilkins Amateur Hour. Now, Joe is 68 years young, and he's retired, having been a miner for 49 years. He's married. He has no children. And, Joe, you are going to play the concertina.
Yes, sir. I'm going to play the concertina. Over my neck, too.
Okay.
But I have to watch my nose. I'm not hitting that.
I see what you mean. You're going to play it over your head, but you got to watch your nose.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You go over there, sit down, and get all ready, Joe. And I'll tell the folks that you are going to play the Cuckoo Waltz. Go ahead.
Thank you.
was contestant number 6. And that vote of yours is a reward for the efforts of these amateurs. So be sure to send it to the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh. A housewife and mother of 4 children from the north side, the location of our beautiful new store, is contestant number 7. She is Mary McLaughlin, 40 years old. Come on out here, Mary. We want to talk to you a minute. Uh-huh. We understand that that you've studied singing, haven't you?
That's right, Al. I've studied with late Madam Leela Wilson Smith.
Uh-huh. And you
for
also...
5 years.
Yeah. And you also sang in church choir?
That's right. I sang over at the Smithfield Street Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have an ambition. I found it all about it here. You have a special ambition after I tell them that you like to sew and watch television. Thank you. Your ambition is pretty special, so supposing you tell them about it.
Well, Al, I'd like to be able to raise my girls to be very proud of them, and my son, I'd be proud of him, too, to be a nice big gentleman.
Well, Mary, I think you're going to do it very, very nicely. And now they can all be pretty proud of you as you sing My Hero.
Thank you.
$1,000 in cash prizes for these amateurs. So be sure to vote and send your vote to the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh. Well, in just a few minutes, we're going to meet the winner of last week's show. You think you know who it is? Well, I guess nobody's absolutely sure of that, but there is one thing you certainly can be sure of, and that is Wilkins' continued friendship for the amateurs of the Tri-State District. Friendship that is evidenced by the big cash prizes and the marvelous opportunities that these shows offer.
Well, Al, that's very...
Continued friendship for the amateurs of the Tri-State District. Friendship that is evidenced by the big cash prizes and the marvelous opportunities that these shows offer.
Well, Al, that's very nice, but I know something else that everyone can be sure about.
Oh, really? What's that, Jack?
That's Easy Credit. Easy Credit at Wilkins, Pittsburgh's most famous name in diamonds. And that's not all, because speaking of diamonds, everyone knows you can be twice as sure with a Wilkins Star quality diamond. Yes, you can be sure a Star diamond is absolutely perfect, and you can be sure a Star diamond is absolutely blue-white. And you'll be sure she will cherish your diamond forever when she knows you've chosen a perfect gem to express your perfect love. And fellows, you'll be surprised how very easy it is to give her a fine Star quality diamond on Wilkins Easy Credit. Just listen to this. For as little as $5 down, you can put that diamond on your best girl's finger. Take a whole year to pay, and there's not a single penny extra for this easy, easy credit. Then, too, every Star diamond engagement ring can be perfectly matched with a gold or platinum wedding ring in plain engraved or diamond set design, with all sizes immediately available in all designs. And these wonderful gold Lohengrin wedding rings are priced as low as $6.50. Just imagine it. So you see, fellas, you're really better off to select her rings at Wilkins. Yes, much better off to select her rings at Wilkins, because there's never one penny extra for easy, easy credit. And now, once again, Al Nope.
All right. And thank you. And friends, we have come to that very, very exciting part of our program when we're going to present the $50 check to the act that you chose as the winner from all the fine contestants on last week's Wilkins Amateur Hour. So what do you say? A great big welcome back to that fine trio. Come on, let's give them a nice big hand. The fine trio who wanted to say goodbye to their friends because two of them are leaving for the Air Force. They're the trio that you chose for their wonderful rendition of Tico Tico. And here they are, the Variety Trio. Come on, let's do it, Brian, right? All right. Congratulations to you, Eric Eberhard, and to you, Tony Hyduck, and over here to Johnny Maida. We're awfully glad that you are here and are the winners. And what do you say, fellas, before we, of course, your playing was real wonderful last week. I want to tell you about that.
Excellent.
And, of course, that has been proven by the votes of our listening and viewing audience. And before I give you the check for $50, I want you to see this right here. Before I give you the check for $50, I want you to show the folks how you won. We're all set and ready and waiting to hear again your fine rendition of Tico Tico. Go ahead. Wonderful job, Variety Trio. And Eric Eberhard, as the leader of this group, we want to present you with your Wilkins check for $50 and, of course, the best wishes of everybody on the Wilkins staff. And we hope that the Air Force will let you and Johnny come back to us on the grand prize show, for the $1,000 grand prize show. I'll tell you that. And there you will have an opportunity to compete for $500 first prize, the second prize of $300, the third prize of $200. Now, if you can't get here, I just want to say that we'll be thinking of you, will you?
Thank you. Speaking for our trio, I'd like to thank the Wilkins Jewelry Company and everyone for their votes.
Well, that's wonderful. Let's give them a nice big hand. Thank you very much, fellas. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you. And for Eric and for Johnny, who are leaving for the Air Force on Tuesday, we just want to say the best of luck to you, fellas.
Thank you
very much. They're real wonderful. And, you know, friends, it's your continued friendship for Wilkins that makes these wonderful opportunities possible for these ambitious amateurs. So, whenever you have shopping to do, remember to visit one of the 7 great Wilkins stores. 4 young men, whose ages are 12 and 13, they run in that age, from Tarentum, Pennsylvania, who call themselves the Misfits, are contestants number 8. They're all in the 8th grade at Tarentum High. Now, the boys are, and they're going to come out here in order, Dwight Jack, tenor, who wants to teach school. All right, Bill Steimel, who is second tenor and who wants to be a dentist. Jerry Shore, the baritone, who also wants to be a teacher. And Bob Sweeney, the bass, who wants to be a baseball announcer like Rosie Rosewell. You better watch this fella, Rosie. Yes, sir, this is one. Now, the boys have been singing together for 2 years. And Bill Steimel, suppose you tell us why you call yourselves the Misfits.
Well, we're all different shapes and sizes.
You're all different shapes and sizes. And the Misfits are going to do their version of Sweet Adeline.
Gee, I'd give the world to see that old gang of mine. I can't forget that old quartet that sang Sweet Adeline. Sweet Adeline. Sweet Adeline. My Adeline. My Adeline. At night, dear heart. At night, dear heart. For you I pine. For you. In all my dreams, your fair face beams. Your fair face beams. You're the flower of my heart, sweet Adeline.
Misfits were contestants number 8. Don't forget to send a vote for your favorite contestant by name or number to the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh. And right now, the members of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra should be interested because contestant number 9, Valerie Gordon of Squirrel Hill, Pittsburgh, is a student of Pittsburgh Symphony pianist Harry Franklin. Valerie is 12 years old, and she's in 7A at Taylor Alderdice High. Do you, you have any other members of the family?
Yes, I have a younger brother, Roger, and my older sister, Pamela, is with the Pittsburgh Playhouse.
Mm-hmm. And I see on your card that you want to be a concert pianist. You know, that means an awful lot of hard work.
Yes, I practice 2-3 hours a day.
Well, good for you. And Valerie, you go over to the piano there and get yourself all ready while I tell the folks that you are going to play a medley of Chopin's Prelude in C-sharp minor and Debussy's The Little Niger.
Thank you.
as contestant number 9. You know, these amateurs work hard to win, and your votes will help them. So send your vote to the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh. How would you amateur contestants, you amateur entertainers here in the tri-state area, like to appear on this television and radio show and perhaps win a big share of the $1,500 in cash prizes? Well, you can, you know, and it's just as easy as falling off a log. Here is all you have to do. If you're an amateur, 12 years of age or older, just send a postcard or letter to me, Al Noble, care of the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, and tell me what you'd like to do on our show. Now, that's all there is to it, and in no time at all, you'll have your opportunity to be the winner of the big $50 weekly prize, plus a share of the $1,500 in total cash prizes. So if you would like to be seen and heard on this show, don't put it off, but write to me right away tonight. The Tube City of McKeesport, Pennsylvania, sends us 23-year-old Dorothy Barris, who is contestant number 10. She's a housewife and has two children. Her husband is a meat processor for the Peters Packing Company. How are you?
How are you?
Fine. Have you studied singing at all?
No, I haven't, Al.
Mm-hmm. But you have been doing something, haven't you?
We just finished a minstrel recently.
Oh, good. Who's minstrel? Where and what?
The Green Valley Volunteer Fire Department. They just sponsored the minstrel to make money for their fire department.
Well, isn't that nice? And that means a lot of people in McKeesport will be watching and listening right now as you sing your song, I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All? Dorothy Barris was contestant number 10. Help Wilkins to help these amateurs by sending your vote to the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh. Well, 13-year-old Billy Meyer of the North Side, Pittsburgh, is contestant number 11. He has one sister, and his father's a truck driver for May Stearns. And Billy is pretty busy because besides studying for the 8th grade in Annunciation School, he studies piano and tap dancing and plays the drums. I'm going to get down here with you, Bill. How long have you been studying?
Well, I study at Mamie Barr Studios, and I've been studying for 4 years.
Well, fine. And I see in your card here that you want to be a professional dancer. Now, that's fine. How about the singing? Have you ever studied singing?
No, I haven't.
You haven't at all? Well, it doesn't matter, because right now we're going to see you and hear you sing and dance to T for Two, right?
That's right.
Right, all right. Right, all right.
Just picture you upon my knee, just T for Two and Two for T, just me for you and you for me. Okay.
very, very much. Billy Meyer was contestant number 11. Billy and the other contestants on tonight's Wilkins Amateur Hour program want your votes. So send them to the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh. Well, since this is New Year's Eve, we'd like you to hear from a man who sounds like Father Time himself, but who has less hair than a newborn babe, Jack Easy Credit Logan.
Well, friends, it is now exactly 304 shopping days before Christmas. V-U-L-O-V-A, Bull of a Watch Time, and that is Wilkins Easy Credit Time, and time to tell you the story of Majo the Magician. Now, Majo was quite a magician, knew a lot of cute little tricks, especially when it came to pulling things out of his sleeve. Rabbits, handkerchiefs, cigarettes, and 100 other things, just like that, and that, and that. But one day, someone asked him to produce a fine watch, something like a Bulova, Elgin, Gotham, or Hamilton, and frankly, he was stumped. Now, where in the world could he? And then someone yelled, "Don't be a dope, you can turn 50 cents into a fine watch." Why, of course, why hadn't he thought of that before? So he reached in his pocket and pulled out a shiny new half dollar. And in a split second, he turned it into a brand new Bulova watch. On credit, at Wilkins, of course. And do you know, you can do the very same thing, not by being a magician yourself, but by letting Wilkins do your magic for you. Why, every day, folks are transforming 50 cents down into beautiful new watches or any of the hundreds of other fine things they have at all 7 Wilkins stores. Now, that's something to remember, because very soon you may be looking for a nice birthday gift, graduation gift, or an anniversary remembrance. So the moral of our story is, you don't have to be a magician to get it on credit. Just walk into any Wilkins store and take your gift right with you. Best of all, there's never one penny extra for the easiest credit in the world. So the next time you want to turn a nice trick like Majo the Magician and turn 50 cents down into a wonderful gift, just remember one of the 7 friendly Wilkins jewelry stores. Downtown at 615 Liberty Avenue, downtown at 214 Fifth Avenue, in East Liberty at Penn and Collins, in East Pittsburgh, Homestead, Ambridge, and the beautiful new North Side store at 115 East Ohio Street. And so, that ends our story of Majo the Magician. And we think that Majo's going to be a very prosperous man during 1951, now that he has found out about Wilkins' easy credit. And now, once again, let's go back to Wilkins star maker, Al Noble.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and I can get rid of this top hat right now. I hope. The North Side Pittsburgh sends us another aspiring amateur. He is 22-year-old contestant number 12, Donald McCarahan. Now, Donald's unemployed at present, but he has ambitions to become a singer. He's single, he has 5 brothers and 2 sisters. Donald, I want to ask you, have you ever done any singing?
Well, I sing at the North Avenue Methodist Church choir.
I see. And I understand that your hobby is artwork, right?
Yes, I do a little bit of drawing. A
little bit of drawing? And didn't you say swimming, too?
Yes, swimming.
Well, fine. And we know that you like to sing, so the Wilkins Amateur Hour provides that opportunity right now as you sing Nevertheless.
Maybe I'm right, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm weak, and maybe I'm strong, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. Maybe I win, and maybe I lose, maybe I'm in the crying blues, but nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Fine at the start, then left with a heart that is breaking. Maybe I'll live a life of regret. Maybe I'll give much more than I'll get. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Fine at the start, then left with a heart that is breaking. Oh, maybe I'll live a life of regret, and maybe I'll give much more than I'll get, but nevertheless I'm in love with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You have just heard Donald McCarahan, contestant number 12. Remember, you help these amateurs when you send a vote for your favorite to the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh. From the home of Westinghouse, Turtle Creek, Pennsylvania, we have Sammy Pugliano's quintet, contestants number 13. And they are five young musicians who all graduated from Penn High School. Come on over here with me, Sammy. We want to meet all the boys. Now, this young fellow right here is Sammy, and he plays the accordion. Here, Sammy Pugliano. Tell us about the fellow who plays, guitar over there.
Yeah. That's my brother, Frank.
Oh, mm-hmm.
He's married and has two children and works for the Gascola Slag Company.
Fine. And the young fellow playing bass?
That's Andy Wallace. He's married, has four children, and works for the Universal Atlas Cement Company.
Fine. Hi, Andy. And the young fellow on the saxophone?
That's Eddie Pacheco. He's single and works for the Susquehanna Paving Company.
Hi, Eddie. And the young fellow playing the drums?
That's Merle Jacobs. He works for Bartley Harder.
Fine. All right. Now, Sammy, I want you to give the downbeat, and we're going to listen to the... what is it again?
Fleet Avenue Polka.
Fleet Avenue Polka. Okay, go ahead. Contestants number 13, Sammy Pugliano's quintet. Now, these contestants tonight are competing for the $50 weekly prize and the big $1,000 in grand prizes. Help them by sending your vote to the Wilkins Amateur Hour, 615 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh.
You know, Al, I think it would be nice if we had another song from you.
Love to do one.
This time, I'll let you name it.
Fine. I'm in the mood for love. Okay?
Sounds great.
I'm in the mood. Love, simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes. Right as the stars we're under. Oh, is it any wonder I'm in the mood for love? Why stop to think of weather? this little dream might fade. We put our hearts together.
So, friends, we've come to the time when we have to say goodbye for today and to the year 1952. I want to sincerely thank you for your splendid patronage of the 7 Wilkins jewelry stores during the year 1950. And I earnestly hope that we will merit your continued patronage during the year 1951. And now let me wish all of you success, good health, and happiness all during the new year. Remember, we'll be back again next Sunday at 6 with another fine show for you. You'll see and hear a new group of amateur contestants competing for $1,500 in cash prizes, plus Wilkins star maker Al Noble. Now this is Jack Easy Credit Logan, Wilkins special representative, speaking for all our amateurs, saying goodbye, Happy New Year, thanks for being with us, and so long. You are listening to WCAE and WCAE-FM in Pittsburgh. Sun Telegraph columnist Drew Pearson will bring you the news and predictions of things to come tonight at 7:30 and again at 11. And don't miss Monday morning headlines coming your way at 7:45 over WCAE. Stay tuned for The Richard Wallace Show following a brief announcement. I Love You Truly, one of Carrie Jacobs Bond's favorite melodies, sung by Thomas L. Thomas and Margaret Dom. That's just one of the unforgettable songs you'll hear tonight when ABC brings you the American album of familiar music. Each Sunday night, this memorable musical program comes your way on ABC.
Thank you. Eddie, once again, I would like to congratulate you on being the second prize winners of $100 on the All-Twin and Triplet Show. Who's going to take this?
Joe.
Joe, all right.
We'd like to thank you, Mr. Noble, and the Wilkins Jewelry Company, Mr. Walton, Mr. Mitchell, and everyone who made it possible for us to be on. And we'd like, and especially those who voted for us.
Well, you're certainly welcome, and a very Merry Christmas to you. What do you say? Nice big round of applause. Our second prize winner is Healy.